Welcome to today's episode, where we're diving into the often dreaded yet highly effective world of cold calling. If you're a self-employed HR consultant struggling to maintain a steady stream of leads, clients, sales and profits, this episode is tailor-made for you. We're not just talking about cold calling today though, we're going to uncover the myths, explore the benefits and provide that actionable script I've been promising for weeks now. And that's going to help you conquer your fears and unlock the potential of this powerful sales tool. So grab your notepad and get ready to transform your approach to client acquisition. This is the Marketing Made Easy for HR Consultants podcast, a show to help independent HR consultants get a pipeline of perfect fit, high-paying clients without expensive adverts, time-consuming social media activities, or energy-sapping and monotonous networking meetings. I'm your host, Nick Paninsky, author of How to Land Your Dream Client, a book which explains everything you need to know to get every sale and client you ever want. And if that sounds interesting, then make sure to grab your copy from the Influential Consultant website today. That being said, let's get into today's show. Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Marketing Made Easy for HR Consultants, the show where we equip self-employed HR consultants just like you with the tools they need to thrive in their businesses. Today, we're tackling a topic that often strikes fear into the hearts of many, cold calling. But before we do that, I wanted to share a quick update about where I am in the world, because this is my last stop on my tour of South America. I'm in Sao Paulo, and within the next week, I'll be back home in the UK near Manchester. There are loads of thoughts swirling around my mind, but mostly I'm happy about this. I didn't get a chance to visit Colombia, which I planned on. Unfortunately, I didn't have the right paperwork to provide a yellow fever vaccine. Obviously, that's the important thing, having the right piece of paper, rather than having the actual vaccine, of course. Now, obviously, I'm being facetious there, but because I understand why procedures and processes are in place. But it's very frustrating for me because I've got the vaccine, so there's nothing for anyone to worry about. But hey-ho, that's the world we live in, right? But anyway, soon I'll be home and the weather will be bang average and my tan will fade. Fortunately, my nomading days aren't quite done just yet. I'll be touring the UK and perhaps further afield in Europe when the opportunity arises, because I'm going to be doing house-sitting and pet-sitting. Sounds like fun, right? I stumbled across an advert on Google and got swallowed up by the rabbit hole and signed up for a year's membership. Just goes to show what putting the right message in front of the right person at the right time can do for a business, eh? Speaking of which, let's get into today's show, cold calling, and the script I've been promising for weeks now. Firstly, let's get that definition out of the way. Cold calling, simply put, is reaching out to potential clients or customers who've had no prior contact with your business. It's about initiating a conversation with someone who may not even know they need your services yet. Now, I know what you're thinking. Cold calling can feel intimidating, intrusive, and downright uncomfortable. But here's the thing. When done right, cold calling can be one of the most effective ways to generate leads and grow your business. In fact, there are loads of benefits of cold calling. For starters, it's a direct and proactive approach to finding new clients. It allows you to bypass the noise of digital marketing and establish a personal connection with potential leads. Plus, it's a skill that, once mastered, can open up countless opportunities for your business. But I understand the fear of rejection and the uncertainty of not knowing how the other person will respond can be paralyzing. But that's why we're here today, to equip you with the confidence and strategies you need to tackle cold calling head on. Now, before you can even make a cold call, you need to have someone to call, right? We've talked about having a target audience before, so I will not flog that dead horse. But in terms of the actual contact information, well, you can do this in a variety of ways. Firstly, you can purchase contact lists from websites like People Per Hour, or you can do some old-fashioned sleuthing on platforms like LinkedIn or through directories like the Yellow Pages. One costs money, the other costs time, though doing your own work does give you more control in who you find to actually call. But as I say, it can take a lot more time. For me, I've done a bit of both. I do prefer finding people on LinkedIn, though. It just feels a lot more personal, especially as I'll click connect, I'll click follow, I'll you know, click on a few of their posts and like them so that when I do make the call to them, there is a small chance that they'll know who I am. Anyway, regardless, however, whatever method you choose to find people's phone numbers, once you get the numbers, it's time to get dialing and conquering those fears, the fear of rejection, anger, and discomfort. So here are a few tips to get you over the hump and get you onto the phone with potential clients. Firstly, take a second to understand what's happening in your brain right now. Why are you reluctant to pick up the phone? And then take a second to understand that those thoughts are irrational. You're not going to get in trouble. No one's going to complain about you behind your back to anyone that matters. And, you know, I mean that in the nicest possible way. But if you handle the call poorly, then maybe they'll complain to their friends and family. But there aren't any consequences to that, right? You won't get blacklisted from other potential clients. In fact, that fear that you have is basically down to your subconscious wanting you to avoid behavior that could potentially get you kicked out of the tribe and left to die in the frozen tundra. But that's a world that doesn't exist anymore. You can just pop to Tesco's when you need some food. It's just the fact that your subconscious hasn't caught up to that fact yet. Evolution hasn't caught up to where we are, which is why you still desire pizza and donuts. Your brain wants those extra calories because it doesn't understand the fact that the next meal is just coming around from around the corner. Tesco's is literally there. So is, you know, Uber Eats. So that world that your subconscious is telling you about, don't get kicked out of the clan, avoid upsetting people. There aren't any real consequences to cold calling. That being said, as I say, you've got nothing to fear about cold calling. Sure, it's going to be uncomfortable, but you know, once you've realized why it's uncomfortable, you can ignore it, can't you? Besides, building a successful business isn't easy. If it was, everyone would be doing it, right? So just remember that when you go to make your calls, you're doing something that most people won't ever do. You're building a business you can be proud of. Besides, I have a great script for you in the show notes to follow along with, and that will make cold calling a doddle. I'm going to take you through the main points now so you can understand why the script is so powerful. Firstly, the open. Hi there, this is Nick. I'm calling from the Influential Consultant. And I want to be totally honest and upfront with you that this is a prospecting call. So would you like to tell me to get lost and hang up or give me one simple question and then decide? Now, some of you listening along to this podcast may well have heard those magical words. They may well ring a bell with you. They're what I say to everyone, you know, hello, name. This is Nick calling from Influential Consultant. I'm saying hello to the person. I'm introducing myself. And yeah, I'm going to get straight down to it. This open works on so many levels. Firstly, being honest about the purpose of the call rather than hiding it. And people appreciate that honesty. At least they know why someone is calling them, right? Next, you're giving them a choice. Do they want to be rude or do they want to let you do your thing? Most people will choose to let you do their thing because, you know, who on earth is going to be rude? They also have those thoughts running through their head about not getting kicked out of the tribe and sent to die in the frozen tundra. So nobody's rude to people on purpose. Some people will choose a third option and ask what the call is about, or they'll give you some sort of objection. But if they ask you what the call is about, that's basically giving you the green light to give your opening spiel anyway. And as I say, if they give you the objection, we'll get onto that shortly. As for your spiel, well, this is mine. Typically, I'm invited in by UK-based HR consultants just like you, and they're often struggling to attract the right type of clients. Others can get the leads, but they struggle to sell at the fees they deserve, and some are unhappy they don't have a predictable stream of sales, but I get the feeling you're going to tell me you don't recognize any of that. Now, a quick note, I say that a lot slower when I'm on an actual call. I'm saying it quickly here because I don't want to waste any time, but on a call, I like to take my time. You know, speed up, reading really quickly, you know, it kind of makes me feel nervous. It kind of makes the other person feel nervous. And ultimately, they might not understand the words that I'm saying if I speak too quickly. So I like to slow it down. Anyway, about the actual script. This tells people that I'm invited in by people just like them, my target audience. And then I spell out the concerns that they may be facing and the problems that I solve. So we're immediately getting down into it. Yours will need to sound somewhat different. You're not going to be talking about marketing solutions. You're going to be talking about HR stuff, right? But, you know, it's the same stuff. After that, I push them away and assume how they will react. Again, this is clever because if they don't recognize those issues, they're no bother. But if they do recognize them, then they'll put their hand up and argue with you. They'll be like, no, I do recognize those issues. After that, there are some key questions to ask, but the call could end up going in any one of a dozen directions. So it's difficult for me to go through all those options. But the script is rather self-explanatory. You'll see it in the show notes, and you can just change it up as you need to. What I will say is that the call can follow certain routes. Firstly, if it's clear that you can help them, you know, by the end of the script, by the time you've asked a few questions and understood their situation, then get them booked onto a call there and then. If it's clear that you can help them, but now isn't the right time, then send you a lead magnet, some more information about yourself. Ask if you can add them onto your mailing list to stay in touch. Then ask, you know, when you should call back. Is it a month? Is it a few months? You know, when is the best time for you to get back in touch? Finally, if it's clear that you can't help them or you don't want to, then hang up and thank them for their time. There's no point, you know, flogging a dead horse, beating around the bush. Just get off the call, get onto your next call. Between opening the call and getting to a conclusion, the listener, as I said earlier, may throw out some objections for you to handle. So let's look at those now and look at how you can handle them. The first thing to note is that they generally fall into one of five concepts. Firstly, limited resources. I don't have the budget for this. We don't have any money right now. Next, you might be speaking to the wrong person. I need to check with a decision maker. I'm not the right person. You know, you need to speak to Pam about these things, whatever it is. Competitor. So, yeah, we're already working with someone. We're already working with XY company. Oh, we're exploring the options with XY company. They sound like they've got a better solution. Alternatively, they may say, we already have a solution in place for this. Finally, it's just bad timing. This isn't a priority right now. No, we're not looking at that right now. No, we're not worried about that right now. Those kind of things. Now, don't let these objections discourage you. Instead, see them as opportunities to engage further. When faced with an objection, be a human. Acknowledge it. Empathize with the prospect, and then pivot the conversation by asking a question to move the conversation towards what you want to talk about. The idea is to keep them talking to understand if the objection is real or if it's just a panic move. As I said, when you cold call someone, they're going to be running through a few things in their head as well, right? They're going to be, oh my God, how do I get off this phone call as quickly as possible? That is going to be what some of those people are going to be thinking. So you have to calm them down like a panicky horse. You need to start calming them down. Here are some scripted lines for you to use. Thank you for sharing that. I understand completely. But just to help me understand the situation, when you say objection, what do you mean exactly? Or how's that going for you? Or I guess that means everything is going perfectly for you right now then, yeah? What these are doing is they're opening up the conversation. They're moving it in a different direction. Now, depending on your skill level and your comfort level, these objection handles will help you out a lot. But in reality, you can always ask when a better time to call back would be. If you don't want to have the objection handles, just ask when is a better time to call. Then add them to your CRM or just put a note in your diary. For me, I record a video of myself explaining what happened on the call and what I need to discuss when I call back. You may find the same thing useful. It's basically your mind dumping what happened so that the next time you're up to speed with what the other person will have experienced. You will probably have forgotten. I always forget. As soon as I finish with a call, I completely forget about it. So, you know, they may well forget, they may not forget. Who knows? But it's one call for them. Whereas for you, you're going to make, well, hundreds, hopefully. So it's going to be more difficult for you to remember. And that's why I record a video of myself. And that's my tip for you. Now, when it comes to cold calling, it's not just about making the call. Obviously, you've succeeded just by dialing the number. You can chalk it off your list. You can say, I have made one cold call today. Whether or not the answer is not something you can control. The fact that you are making the call is what you can control. That's when you've succeeded. But anyway, the main thing of the call is about the spirit behind it. Aim to add value to every conversation, whether it's by offering insights, solving a problem, or simply building rapport. As a quick note, you don't want to be offering unqualified opinions on their solution, right? On their situation. You don't know their world. You don't know their business. You don't know what they're going through. So offering an opinion without understanding the complete situation, it's unqualified. You could be wrong for a thousand reasons. But if you hear they're about to do something illegal in their HR world, then feel free to jump in and share your knowledge. Again, once the call is over, don't forget to log all the details in your CRM system to keep track of your interactions and follow-ups. Personally, you know, when I've had a successful call, I've started to send videos to people after the call on LinkedIn to really cement the interaction in my mind. And going further, you know, when you've had these calls, you might be surprised where some of these calls end up taking you. I found myself having extremely in-depth conversations with people before. And in the coming weeks, you'll be hearing from some of these people who I've met through cold calling. I'm going to have them as guests on the show. Yes, I'm going to have guests in the coming weeks. And yes, I did meet some of them through cold calling. Now, in terms of the process of actually making the calls, if this is something that you want to give a go and you really should, here's some steps for you. Decide on a goal you can control, something like 20 calls a day. Schedule when they're going to happen with an implementation intention so that you know when they're going to happen. It's like having an appointment at the dentist. You know when it is, you know what's happening, your mind's committed to it. So say to yourself, I'm going to make 20 cold calls between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. Put it in your diary as well. Next, find an accountability buddy to cheer you on and share in the drama. If someone is rude to you, as they inevitably will be, 1 in 100 people will be rude to you, it will happen, go for a walk to kill off any bad energy, to release any bad energy. Run through the situation in your mind, but set a timer for 5 minutes. And at the end of that timer, say to yourself, can't change it, because you can't. And you need to let go of that bad energy. Equally, you're not going to let one person's poorly chosen words ruin your day, are you? Then, once you've made your calls, follow up as you agreed you would. Send out your lead magnet. Get them on your mailing list. Send them a video to reiterate it was a pleasure speaking to them. And overall, enjoy the process. You'll be surprised how fun you find cold calling when you give it a go. You'll have feelings of jubilation because you've stepped outside your comfort zone. You'll meet wonderful and interesting people. And honestly, most people will be very grateful you made the call because they are struggling with HR issues in their business and they don't know where to turn or who to turn to. So get to work and enjoy it and then post about it on LinkedIn and tag me. To recap what we've learned today, cold calling isn't something to be feared. It's a valuable tool for growing your business. And by understanding the objections you may encounter, mastering the art of overcoming them and approaching each call with the right mindset and the right script, you can unlock a world of opportunities for your HR consultancy. So thanks for tuning in. And until next time, happy cold calling. And don't forget, get marketing, because without marketing, there's no sales. And without sales, there's no business. So get marketing. Hey there, and thanks for listening to the Marketing Made Easy for HR Consultant podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, then please consider taking a moment to help us grow by sharing the episode with a friend or colleague, or by leaving a positive review on podchaser.com. And make sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the upcoming episodes. I've been your host, Nick Pininski, and if you have any questions or want to know more about today's topic, then reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'd be delighted to hear from you. See you next time. Welcome to this week's LinkedIn Hot or Not. Today, we're going to talk about your LinkedIn newsfeed and specifically how to create a better feed for yourself. Firstly, what hot is? Hot is when you like posts for organizations that you want to work with and you add value by commenting something valuable, not just great post, but engaging in what they've shared. That way, you're on their radar. They see you repeatedly showing up, repeatedly adding value, and eventually they'll get curious and start searching what you do and who you do it for. And hopefully, they'll download your lead magnet, which is the perfect solution for one of their problems, and then they go down your sales funnel. Equally, liking these kinds of posts also trains LinkedIn to show you stuff like this repeatedly. Next, you also want to consider when you see posts from connections which aren't relevant to you. Then you can use that moment to disconnect with that person or unfollow them. I'm constantly updating my connections and followers, and you should be too. What's not hot is expecting people to find you just because you post about things that you think your audience will find interesting or you use the relevant hashtags. They may stumble across you, but invariably, you're going to need to be more proactive about cultivating your feed and connections so that LinkedIn serves you and your needs. If needs be, sign up for a month of LinkedIn Premium and use it to find the relevant people in your target audience and then spend a bit of time adding them and following them. Whether you add a message to the connection request or not is your choice. For me, I don't bother. It takes more time than it's worth. And if you follow them, then you should see them in your feed anyway, so you can build a relationship when and if you need to. And that's it for this week's LinkedIn What's Hot or Not. Hopefully the tips and the wider episode have been helpful. If so, post on LinkedIn and tag me. It's always nice to be reassured that I'm helping people. Bye for now.